for StormLakeRadio.com, Ryan Thompson visiting with members of the state champion Alta Relia girls golf team. And let's start with the seniors. Lexi Patton is going to lead things off. And Lexi, a three-time state champion for yourself now, and going out with a title, what does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, getting back to the state tournament for the fourth year in a row was something that we definitely worked for, and getting back there was just awesome with the new team, and playing along with my sister and my cousin and Maddie in the fourth spot was something I'll never forget.
Now, with the success that the team has had at state recently, it's an honor just to be there, of course, but is anything less than a title kind of unacceptable at this point?
You know what? Making it down there is great, but definitely we wanted to go back and get that title after we got it last year. And we knew Trainer was going to give us a run after we only beat them by four in the regional final. And we got third my sophomore year, which third in the state is not bad, but at that point we wanted to win again, and getting to do that my junior and senior year again was great.
You finished third individually with a 161. How did you feel about your play all in all in Granger?
All in all, it was a great tournament for me. Tuesday, I struggled a little bit on the front nine, shooting 45, but I knew I needed to get my score down, so I shot a 40 on the back, which I was really happy with. And I knew for my last 18 holes in my high school career, I wanted to go even lower. And I started out Wednesday morning, and I just went out on a great start. And after six holes, I was still even, and I was like, Lexi, you can shoot in the 70s. And I actually doubled the last hole to shoot 76, but overall, to place third and break 80 for the first time in my high school career was outstanding.
Yeah, that 76 in the second round was actually the best of the day of anyone there. As you said, after the first few holes, I guess, did you feel like you kind of got in a rhythm? Was really everything working for you?
Everything was working. One of the things that I've struggled with the most this year is hitting the green in regulation. I was doing that very well yesterday and giving myself the opportunity to birdie the hole and tap in for the par. After the first few holes, I was feeling good, and then I had a little shake-up in the middle, and I was like, Lexi, you can do this. Get back going, and finish strong, and it was a great day.
All right, so with the high school days behind you now, what are you looking forward to in the fall?
I am heading to Central College in Pella in the fall, and I'm actually going to play golf there for the Central Dutch women's golf team, which I'm super excited about, and just continuing my education is also good.
I figured you might be continuing your golf career. Lexi Patton, thank you. And the other senior, step on up, is Madison Hawk, Mad Dog they call you, 27th in the individual placings, shooting a 186. How did you feel about how your game was working?
I was so happy to be able to finish my high school career with a good score. It wasn't quite where I wanted to be. I wanted to have another personal record, but I wasn't disappointed with what I shot both days.
Yeah, you shot seven shots better, a different course from last year, but a seven-shot improvement from a state last year. Did you have any goal in mind, thinking, hey, I want to shoot so-and-so this year?
No, I just wanted to be the best I could be. What if whatever I got, but definitely wanted to be better.
Did you have any highlights on any particular hole, shot, or any particular part of your game that was working especially well?
My drives were awesome yesterday. I was booming them down the green left and right.
All right. Driver was on. So what's in the future for you now?
I plan to go to Morningside in the fall and plan to play golf for the Mustangs.
All right. Madison Hawk. And now let's move it to sophomore Aaron Locken. Aaron, talk about that first day for yourself. You were tied for first with an 80 on day one. What was going well for you in the first round?
Well, I just had the confidence after the first day, and I just was, everything was working. It was going straight, and I was just getting it done the first day.
Well, you finished tied for sixth when all was said and done. You tied for ninth last year, so moving up a few places in the standings. Not quite as spectacular in that second round. I know that first hole on day two kind of didn't go your way. You bounced back from there, but what were the par fours kind of feast or famine for yourself that second day?
Yeah, I had a rough start on the front nine. It was, I just couldn't really get going. My drives kind of threw me off a little bit, so I had to definitely come back a little bit to stay even where I shot, which I wasn't happy with, but I definitely had to battle for that 87.
You had several pars in your first round, and then the second round, you did birdie two of the par fours. Do you remember any one of those especially and how those played out for you?
Yeah, the first day starting off with that lead group, it was just fun. I came in with like confidence, like I could play with those guys. Being one of those guys coming in, I had a great start. I birdied the second hole today. It was number 11. I almost drove the green and I was able to get up and down for my birdie, so that was pretty cool.
Aaron, what kind of improvements do you feel you made from your freshman to sophomore year, and what was really your focus this year, and how do you feel about how things played out for yourself individually?
Well, my goal going into my sophomore year state tournament was to get top five, which I didn't quite achieve, but I just had more confidence this year and like a better trusted golf swing rather than just hit and miss compared to last year.
Aaron Locken, and we've got a few more to go, and Annika Patton, let's get your thoughts on finishing second individually with a 160. Not bad.
No, it was great. Going into my first year at the state tournament as a freshman, my goal was to crack the top 10. And after the first day, I shot an 83, which had me tied for fourth. So I was in the second group of the second day of the state tournament. Started on hole number 10. Just playing, I felt really relaxed. Didn't want to bring on those nerves that I knew would get me frustrated or anything. Just played solid the second day. Shot a career best 77 the second day, and that had me sitting in second. So that was great.
Apparently, Big Sister is taking it pretty well that you finished one stroke better than her.
Yeah, she's great about it. I actually parred my last hole. She doubled it, so she could have easily got me. But that's how we are. We battle it back and forth, but she's great. She's awesome.
Now, Annika, you've been right there with Mom previously and the runs to state for the team, and now stepping onto the squad this year. How much of a fire did that light inside yourself, knowing you're coming up and, hey, I want to be part of this now?
It was awesome watching my sister win two state champions and a cousin win one last year. I wanted to be part of that. It's awesome watching them get the glory, but I wanted it to be my turn, and I'm just so glad this year I was able to do that.
Annika, any aspect of your game really stand out, or any hole that you did particularly well in either of the days come to mind?
My drives are well. That's what got me going, gave me confidence. I believe it was hole number 17. I missed the green short in two, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get this up and down for par, and I actually chipped in for birdie, so that was a nice little touch to end my first nine.
Definitely. So runner-up as a freshman, so you've got a few more to come, and next up, softball shortstop is your calling card. Looking forward to getting back on the diamond, I'm sure.
That's right. I actually have a game tonight here in Altus, so switching sports really quick.
Some St. Mary's will be here. Annika, thank you. And we've got the two juniors. First up, let's hear from Abby Wilson. Abby is shooting a 223 at state. How did you feel about how things went for yourself and Granger?
The first day was really rough. My short game was not how I wanted it to go, but my drives were pretty good overall, so yeah.
Yeah, you got a few pars. Did any of those really stick out, a spectacular shot you may have made to either chip it on the green or putt it in that comes to your mind?
I chipped it on. My goal was to get in the 3-foot box and then putt it in, do a one putt, so I did do that on one of them, so that was exciting.
Definitely. So what yesterday was your personal best round, I believe it was said. Did it feel like you were in a pretty good groove?
Yes. I went in and it was really fun. And yeah, I just felt confident the next day and was playing well.
Now two seniors graduating, so the team may need you to step up a little more next year. What are you going to be especially focused on in trying to improve when the senior year rolls around?
This summer I'm really going to work hard and to get my team back at state and just have a good season and really work on my short game, because that's what's hurting me the most. So that's what I'm going to work on this summer.
Words from Abby Wilson, and last but certainly not least, Cassidy Boom also firing a 223 in Granger. Talk about how you feel you played.
I know I could have done better that second day, but just that short game and the trees kind of got to me, and all those bad shots were in my head. But I was pretty confident because last year I only got to golf one day, and then coming in being able to golf 2 days was kind of spectacular.
How did you feel about the course in Granger?
I felt pretty great. The first day I got my first birdie ever, so it was just something.
First birdie ever. I was going to ask you about that in round one. A birdie to par three. How did that play out, and how close did you get it onto the green and for your putt?
Well, I shot my 7-iron off that tee box, and it was going to keep rolling, I was hoping, and it was about a foot and a half from the hole.
Wow. Right there, almost. So, Cassidy, when senior year rolls around next year, what are you going to be focused on improving the most for your golf game?
Getting my drive straight and working on my short game.
All right, Cassidy Boom, and hearing from members of the Class 2A Girls State Golf Champion Alta Relia Warriors.